This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled The Triune God, a coherent defense rooted in scripture and Jewish texts. This paper defends the Christian doctrine of the Trinity not by appealing to the New Testament but by drawing from the Hebrew Bible, Jewish wisdom literature, mystical traditions, and early rabbinic debates. It argues that the Trinity is not a later Christian invention but a fulfillment of divine complexity already present within Jewish thought. I examine theophanies like the angel of the Lord, the three visitors to Abraham, and the commander of Yahweh's army, figures who receive worship, speak as God, and yet are distinct from God the Father. These encounters reveal that divine plurality is embedded in the biblical narrative and cannot be reduced to mere agency. Paper explores personified wisdom in Proverbs, the Memra in the Aramaic Targums, and the Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of God, as precursors to the Logos and the Holy Spirit. These aren't abstract forces. They speak, act, and create with divine authority. They show distinction within God while maintaining unity. I also walk through how Genesis 1 verse 26, Isaiah 6 verse 8, and the rejection of the two powers in heaven doctrine reveal that early Judaism wrestled with divine plurality and only later, in reaction to Christianity, ruled it out as heretical. From Philo's Logos to the Zohar's vision of God with three heads united in one, the theological groundwork was already laid. Trinity offers the most coherent solution to this mystery. Preserves the Shema's declaration that God is one, while explaining how that one God acts through Father, Son, and Spirit without contradiction. If you've ever heard that the Trinity has no roots in Jewish theology, or that it's logically incoherent, this paper shows otherwise. It reveals that the seeds of Trinitarian thought are not only biblical, they're Jewish. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy!